So we pride ourselves on a healthy lifestyle in Southern California. We can exercise year round, and we have all of these great activities here, non-smoking cities too, great healthcare. So how are we doing and how can we improve? We are joined by Dr. Terrence Offenberger, who is the California Market Medical Director with United Healthcare. Been doing it since 2008, and he oversees the delivery of care to help people live healthier lives. And there is a very important study that is done by United Health Foundation yearly. It's the 27th America's Health Rankings Annual Report this year for 2016. It's kind of a big old report card for us in the nation to tell us how we're doing. And so welcome, Doctor.
Thank you, Tina. Thank you for having me here.
Yeah, thanks for joining us. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, too.
You've been with the United Healthcare for a while. You must really enjoy it.
Yeah, it's a great company. I think we really do look out for our members and for our employers and try to help people live healthier lives.
And this report is crucial in doing that. It helps the nation and it tells us rankings too by state. And so we came in at number 16 as the healthiest state, same as last year, right?
That's right. No change from last year to this year, number 16. Overall, the United Health Foundation America's Health Rankings 2016 annual report measures 34 different areas within healthcare. It looks at behaviors, community, and environment, policy, clinical care, and then it measures the outcomes and puts it all together on a national level, and it looks down on a state-by-state level. So for California, we came in at 16th, and we've got some areas that are really good strengths that help us, but we do still have some challenges. A number of the strengths were our smoking rates are low, like you were saying, Tina. We have shown some improvement in preventable hospitalizations among Medicare recipients, and we have low infant mortality rates. Now, the challenges, though, are, you can guess it, air pollution is a problem. Another is there's a high incidence of pertussis, which is also called whooping cough, and that is vaccination-related. So we're not seeing enough people get vaccinations. And actually, in this report for California, we saw a reduction in the tetanus vaccine for adolescents that would prevent pertussis. And then there's also a large disparity in health status based on education. So having a high school diploma in California, those people tend to have much better health than if you don't have a high school diploma. So it's not across the scale. Everybody's getting good care. People without the high school diploma are doing a little worse.
And cardiovascular disease, we're not doing so well there, right?
Yeah, nationally, cardiovascular disease and cardiovascular deaths have been increasing, along with an overall increase in the premature death rate. Part of the issues related there are an increase in obesity.
So nationally, obesity is up, cardiovascular disease, smoking-related problems are down.
So yeah, the smoking is coming down, but the obesity is going up on a national basis. And California has an even better obesity rate than the nation as a whole. We're at about 24% of adults have obesity. It seems to be leveling off, so maybe the worst of it is behind us, but it's hard to tell. We're still at, in California, a 12% smoking rate. So even though smoking is coming down, the obesity has been coming up. And I think there's a little bit of a tug of war there, causing potentially an increase in the deaths from cardiovascular disease nationally.
So if we could correct the other, everybody would be doing well. Non-smoking, that's kind of a thing in this state. There are cities where you can't even smoke in the city, I think. And you get dirty looks, period, for people trying to smoke. Anyway, there's kind of like a social stigma. So the report overall, what is the purpose of the health ranking?
This report, the United Health Foundation America's Health Rankings 26th Annual Report, is intended to help stakeholders shape policy and make changes that will help improve the health of the nation. So in the case of, let's say, cardiovascular disease and death rates going up, it's important for doctors to individually know to keep an eye out for risk factors and to help patients, let's say, quit smoking, encourage patients to get regular exercise. On a statewide level, it helps lawmakers to understand what are important policies that might go into play to help encourage citizens to get more exercise, for instance, or avoid sodas that are full of calories and no health benefits.
There are a lot of people who are relying on the results of this report.
That's right. The report helps to inform policymakers and other stakeholders how to improve the situation to improve overall health outcomes. So statewide, policymakers will get an understanding of where the needs are to make changes to help improve the health of the population.
And it probably helps to identify trends, too, so we know if we're going in the wrong direction, like trends that start to come up, like drug dependence, we have more drug-related problems, right?
That's right. Drug-associated deaths are in the increase nationally, and it's become a big problem.
Yeah.
And it's important that policymakers understand this and that individual physicians keep an eye out for what they can do to help their patients. The Center for Disease Control and Prevention has come out with guidelines to help prescribers to prevent prescription drug abuse. Uh-huh. And law enforcement and lawmakers need to understand the importance of death from illegal drugs.
And so the prescription drug abuse then is part of the problem, part of this equation. That is one of the areas where we need improvement, where we have some challenges, like you pointed out.
Yes, and that's where we have guidance from the Center for Disease Control and Prevention,
right,
guidelines on how to prevent drug abuse and how to prescribe drugs safely.
Since we have the Affordable Care Act, we have Covered California, is that helping?
One of the big improvements that we've seen in the 2016 annual report is that uninsurance rates have gone down. So the number of Americans without insurance has substantially lowered. We're now looking at a 35% decrease from 16.2% down to 10.6%. And California's even a smidgen better than that at 10.5% uninsured in the state.
So we're doing better now.
Yes.
Yeah, that's a lot better. That's a big improvement.
Over the last five years, we've seen a substantial improvement. And this is the lowest point in the report's 27-year history.
So in the 27 years that this report has been generated, this year is the year where more people have been insured than ever.
That's correct.
Cardiovascular health, though, this is a big challenge. Before we turn the mics on, you pointed out that we had a famous, unfortunate death over the last week with Carrie Fisher.
Yeah. Carrie Fisher is a great example of how this can affect men and women with cardiovascular death.
And sadly, her mom passed away also, Debbie Reynolds. Tragic deaths over the holiday. And George Michael.
George Michael also had cardiovascular death. It's very sad.
Mm-hmm. And then we have increased drug problems facing people like Prince, for instance,
and
Michael Jackson.
He's an example of a drug-related death.
Now, having the report and, you know, knowing this, knowing that these trends are happening, that can help, though. That'll help policymakers, insurance companies, state governments, local governments.
Well, it helps to alert, let's say, individual prescribing doctors. Uh-huh. It helps to alert health systems that this is an ongoing problem in this country and it needs attention, so that when the Center for Disease Control and Prevention comes out with guidelines, this puts a focus, a spotlight on the need to adhere to those guidelines to try to prevent prescription drug abuse.
United Health Foundation has put $315 million, a lot of money into initiatives, right, into supporting healthier policies.
That's right. The idea of the health model is to look at 34 different measures of behaviors, community environmental factors, policy, clinical care, and health outcomes to judge how each of the individual states and the country as a whole are doing overall with health outcomes.
What's the healthiest state?
The healthiest state is Hawaii.
Right?
Yeah.
Well, they do
outdo us in sunshine. So I think that may explain why they have such a great obesity rate, and they beat California on that. Altogether, they've noticed a decrease in diabetes by 13% from the past year, from 9.8% of the adult population down to 8.5%. It's an outstanding improvement.
And this is in Hawaii.
In Hawaii,
yeah. So they're doing something right.
They really reversed things in just 1 year. They've made such a big difference.
Wow. Is there a way to measure how that happened?
Well, I couldn't speak to exactly how it happened in Hawaii, but I can say that getting regular exercise, losing weight can make a big difference in making pre-diabetes move on to diabetes, and even early in the diabetes course can help reverse the diabetes. So getting at regular exercise, I'm a hiker, so I'm a big advocate.
Well, you look like you're in shape.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank
yeah.
You. So I really enjoy going out and exercising, and it's heartwarming to see families out there on the weekends in the local parks in Southern California getting exercise. It's a wonderful way to start up good habits and to prevent diabetes and prevent obesity.
Your neighborhood is Irvine, so
you have
a lot of great places.
Orange County.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now, this is a perfect time of year for a New Year's resolution to quit smoking, to eat healthier, to go out and get exercise, bring the family along. Half-hour walk after dinner with the whole family, it would be a wonderful way to get the whole family into good, healthy habits. Go for a half-hour 5 days a week, and you've made a huge difference in everybody's health overall, cardiovascular health and potentially their weight, too.
That's a great recommendation for the new year. And it is time for New Year's resolutions. So exercise is always a good one, and doing it together with the family. That's a great idea, doctor. So again, the healthiest state is Hawaii.
Yes.
And coming in at number two is Massachusetts. And then Connecticut behind that, Minnesota and Vermont. And I would think that California would have been higher up there, but we're not. But that's okay, because we can work on it. We're number 16.
I think if we could make a difference in air pollution, that would be a public policy area that is hard for individuals to make a big difference, although maybe electric vehicles might help. But getting your kids vaccinated, particularly we saw adolescents not getting a tetanus shot, there's a pretty simple way to improve the health outcomes in California.
Vaccinations, that's a good one to point out. Yeah, definitely.
The last place state was Mississippi. They came in 49th last year, and this year they came in behind Louisiana at 50th. Their biggest issues are low birth weight, smoking prevalence, and child poverty. In Los Angeles, according to the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation's county health rankings, L.A. is beating the state on obesity and on a reduction of inactivity, which is another way of saying getting out there and exercising. So this is great that we're seeing benefits in L.A. of people getting out and exercising.
We do that here. You know, we've got the L.A. Marathon. We have activities going on all year round. We've got the mountains. We've got the beach, which isn't too far from you in Irvine.
Yeah, great.
All kinds of ways to take care of ourselves.
Yeah, Angeles National Forest is right around the corner.
That's
here.
Right.
There's hikes up at the Hollywood sign. There's hikes in Griffith Park. There's wonderful opportunities to get out with the family and get some exercise.
Yeah, so remember that as we go into the new year, which we're doing now. Great that you pointed out New Year's resolutions, time to do them. And so this is where we are in terms of how healthy we are and what we need to do to improve. And thank you, Dr. Offenberger from United Healthcare. And thanks for looking out for us.
Thank you, Tina.